KRWM, HD3, Bremerton, Seattle.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Medical Intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today's topic is one that I bet there's not one listener out there that can't relate to. The topic is how to get unstuck. We all hit that place in our life, and the reality of it is that it's that proverbial brick wall, as I refer to it. And when we hit it, it isn't because we're literally stuck and not trying to do things. It's when we can't find ourselves really expressing what we desire and what we want and what we feel inside. The other thing is I run into this all the time. I can't seem to get closure to projects no matter what I do. I always refer to the getting stuck as feeling like I'm touching a closed fist, and that looks like it's something very manageable. And then the minute I touch it, then what happens? Boom, all these five fingers really pop out, and now I've got five tasks. And the minute I touch each one of those fingers, I've got five more tasks. And so a lot of the feeling of being unstuck has to do with the fact that no matter what you think in your mind appears to be really easy, when you touch it, it really starts getting more complex. And then the other thing is we have problems that we ruminate on over and over and over again. And the reality is we're doing that to be able to revisit them, to look at them differently, to be able to see if there's any solutions we possibly missed. But the reality of it is because they have the same old thoughts with the same old emotional charges, it feels like we're really not moving forward. Some people will say to me, Carol, like my mom used to say, I'm running in molasses. Or other people said, I keep hitting that brick wall, or I can't seem to move beyond these old patterns and so forth. So that's what today's show is on. And, you know, I only have an hour to be able to share some of these magic bullets with you, but I really am going to look at the fact of why we get stuck really has to do with the neurology more than it has to do with our inability to be able to manifest. It really boils down to just basically chemistry in the physical body. So I'm going to be sharing that. When we get stuck, not only do we feel frustrated, but our brain seems to become so immobilized that it can't think clearly. Now, most of us will go, yep, that's really true, Carol. But the reality of it is it's a gift in disguise, because if it can't think clearly, what it's saying to us is you're just trying to repeat the same old patterns and stay in that same rumination or the repetition, everything. And the reality of it is when we start feeling stuck and we add the emotion of frustration or anger, we have a chemical reaction that's going on in the body, and now we become like a dog chasing its tail. We keep going around and around trying to catch the tail. It can kind of be fun. It's frustrating when it starts. Then it becomes humorous, and then it goes back to being frustrating. And what we do is we get to a point where we just lay down like a dog chasing its tail and going, you know what? I'm giving up. Now, most people would say giving up is probably a negative thing, but reality of it is if you're giving up on that process, you're going to allow the chemistry, neurology, chemical process in your body to literally chill out, cool down. The problem with getting stuck is it always blindsides us. We never know exactly when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, and the minute that it catches us off guard again, it creates anxiety. And then what happens in the anxiety? The brain goes to mush. The chemistry changes in the body. But then our soul is really saying to us, if we look beyond the obvious, and that's what this show is about, if we look beyond the obvious, what our soul is saying to us, stop, take a deep breath, step out of the fray of what's going on in your mind, and there's something that you're thinking, doing, or you're going to say that is going to repeat old patterns, and you need to change it. In other words, getting stuck really, again, creates this valuable process to us, but it can be so mentally immobilizing, so chemically immobilizing, triggers so much anxiety, and we have really become in our conditioning, in our mind and chemistry of the body, that anytime it becomes hard, difficult, suffering, struggle, whatever it is, then let's just avoid it. Nothing wrong with that. Let's change the perception. Avoiding it means that possibly you're not going to hit that proverbial brick wall. Interesting show, isn't it? I'm really looking forward to sharing all of this information. And in addition to all of that, I'm going to be taking your calls. And what I'm going to do is invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That's in the U.S. and Canada. The number is also good for international callers. Just dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. I can answer questions in regards to being stuck in relationships, and then, of course, sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. Talking about being stuck, it's a perfect segue in. I'd like to also invite you to visit my website at www.ritberger.com and check out a brand new class that I'm going to be offering in Sacramento, California, October 15th of 2011, and then in Eagan, Minnesota, October 22nd. Of 2011. The name of the class is Rewire Your Brain for Abundance. The class is very, very timely, not only because of the topic of the show, but the reality is the energy of 2012 is the year of abundance. So what I'm hoping this class can do is it can offer you a different perception of what abundance is and look at it from a metaphysical, meaning energy standpoint. And then I'm also going to be adding a lot of the latest neurobioscience that we're learning about what happens to the physical body when we, in fact, desire abundance. Very interesting. When you read the definition of abundance, which is a profusion or a large quantity, an ample amount, I think is the way Webster's Dictionary calls it, an ample amount and profusion, and then having a great deal of. When the mind hears that, your mind immediately goes to the positive part of abundance. It goes into the prosperity, the health, the success, the relationships, all the things that you're looking for. But in reality, while it does that, we don't always manifest that, do we? Well, in the Rewire Your Brain for Abundance class, I'm going to be talking about why. Why doesn't this happen? When the brain first sees the word abundance, it goes into the positive chemical changes in the body, the intuitiveness of who you are and your intuition kicks in, but we don't necessarily manifest it. So some of the topics that I'm going to be covering is the neurobiology of abundance, what to do when willpower isn't enough, how to overcome threat-based mental habits, and then also how to create reward-centered abundant habits. So again, it's a one-day class. It's actually on-site, either in Eagan, Minnesota, October 22nd, or in the Sacramento, California area, October 15th, if you want more information. And registration is online. Go to my website, www.ritberger.com. I hope that you can join me because it can help you get a jump start for the energy that's going to be occurring in 2012 so you can create abundance, success, health, and prosperity, whatever it may be, versus the abundance of threat-based stress. Getting stuck, all of the different things that we so often do. So when we go in and we really look at getting stuck, then what we're doing is getting stuck doesn't mean that we're resisting change. What getting stuck really means is we're trying to play it safe. We're trying to take that path of least resistance. And that path of least resistance can be very smart thinking, excuse me for the riddles in the way I'm sharing this, but the reality of it is the path of least resistance means why keep running into the proverbial brick walls or these obstacles and getting yourself to a point where your head hurts, your body hurts, your feelings are hurt. And so what you do in the path of least resistance, let's shift that perception and basically say, take a deep breath, step back, and then going in and literally looking for a different way to do something, a different change. The reason that we find that we're getting stuck is because we're playing it safe with what's tried and true, rather than taking a risk. This is what I referred to when I was talking about the Rewire Your Brain for Abundance class. It's this part of us that we actually, the brain chemically rewards us for this threat-based mental habits, and that's what's happens when we stick with tried and true. Yes, we should go back briefly to the past, see what happened, evaluate what worked, evaluate what didn't work, and then use what didn't work to be able to move us forward. And again, stay breaking out of those patterns. It would be easier for us to do that than it is to get caught up in that whole kind of, again, dog chasing its tail around this self-doubt. Self-doubt, again, from a positive is, it's saying you don't have enough information, you need to take a deep breath, step back. But we see self-doubt as, oh, we did something wrong once, we're going to repeat it and everything. That may not always be the case. And that's part of the secret of getting unstuck. Now, the interesting thing that I found when I've worked with this personally and with other people is that from the soul's perspective, because that's part of what I do in my readings, the real joy of what I do is I get to connect with whoever I'm reading at that soul level. And from the soul's perspective, we're never stuck. We're always in an evolutionary movement process. And we're always evolving and moving forward in our personal growth and then also our spiritual growth. The only difference is we're not consciously aware we're doing that. So when we go in and we look at being stuck from the soul's perspective, the soul basically looks at us with this blank look on its face and this glazed over, you know, kind of in the eyes in the process. If we looked at the soul from that human psyche part of us, and basically says, you're not stuck, you're just stuck in your thoughts. And because you're stuck in your thoughts, then what you're doing is you're creating the chemical habits within your body that are going to really perpetuate what you've been doing. So one of the things also your soul would say to you is that every thought you create is not identical to the thought that you created before it. The mind and the way that we're designed in our human survival, if we create a thought and it looks like, smells like, has an emotional charge like anything of the past, the brain in its efficiency tries to go in and to categorize it with something it can relate to. Now, it may be totally different in the fact that it's an original or an exciting thought, but if you have doubt or you have fear of the failure or any of the other processes or betrayal or fear of abandonment and everything, I don't care if it is a new thought, the brain is going to go in based on emotional charge, chemistry. It's going to put it in with, well, this never worked before, so why do you think it's going to work now? And then we stay with the old processes. So again, the soul comes in and tells us that no thoughts truly are identical. They just may seem like there's a similarity for either the vision, the actual emotions attached to it, and the chemistry. But in reality, we're only stuck in an old thought. We're really not stuck. The minute that we create a new thought and add a new emotion to it, then that thought and that emotion, based on the brain's perception, becomes a self-contained unit, and it basically takes on a life of its own. Any other thoughts that were similar to that are just thoughts. For example, if you're in a relationship and you've been going, I need to get out of it, I need to get out of it, I need to get out of it, yet you're not getting out of it, then step back and look at it. You can either dwell on why you're not getting out of it and the fact that you're not strong enough or a victim or whatever your history is, or you can say, you know, maybe I just need to take a baby step. Maybe instead of, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater and getting completely out of the relationship, maybe I need to step back and look at how can I create a little tiny baby step around some independence, or how can I find something that I could say that could tell the other person, this isn't acceptable behavior, it's disrespectful. All of those things are getting out of the relationship, not really getting out of it, but getting out of the old pattern. And when we get stuck, what that stuck is saying is we're just stuck in an old pattern. So it may not look like it's the same, but it may look like it's the same, but it isn't. So let me give you a little secret here before I go in and start taking calls. What causes any thought to appear to be the same is the emotional reaction you have to that thought. The pituitary gland, exquisite gland of the endocrine system, the master gland of the entire endocrine system in the physical body, runs your hormones. It talks to your adrenals. It either talks to them softly or it beats them like tom-toms. And you know what that pituitary reads? It doesn't read the thought. It reads, the emotional charge you add to that thought. And if that emotional charge is one that you've felt over and over and over, and it feeds limitations, you're going to feel stuck. And your body is going to go into fight or flight. But if you just change that emotion and you turn it from a negative to a positive, and you take that step and that confidence, one little baby step, that changes the emotion, and then you're not stuck. Think about it. How many times have you felt stuck and you just basically step back and go, you know what, I surrender. I'm going to give this to the divine force. I'm going to seek the help. You know, I just can't. I'm just not going to do this anymore. I can't do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. And then what happens? You become unstuck. So I'm going to talk more about this in the next segment. But what I want to do now is I want to jump right in. I've got Sharon from Ohio. Hi, sweetie. How can I help you? Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi. So you're kind of like me and everybody else, feeling a little stuck, huh?
Yes, yes. Yeah, this is perfect timing for your show because, you know, I've had chronic fatigue for about 15 years, and just the last year, everything started to shift and move, and I was getting better, and finances, everything was better. I didn't have a relationship, and all of a sudden, someone from my past looked me up, and it turned out, you know, disastrous, and I'm kind of doing all the things you're talking about, thinking, oh, my gosh, this is never going to change, even though I've done the work, so.
Well, and the thing is that we can, again, this is part of who I am and try to bring forward. When this old love, this flame came back in your life, maybe he didn't come back in your life because you did something wrong. Meaning, I know, I can feel that you've been putting out in the universe. I mean, you told me this, but I'm going to tell you energetically, you are putting it out to the universe. I want to find a friend. I want to find someone that I can have dinner with and have some fun with. I'm not sure you want a full-time friend, like a live-in friend, but the reality of it is you want this friend. Now, when this person came back, if you look at it, my sense is, what I'm picking up is, you were friends, weren't you?
Yeah.
It started out as friends, didn't it?
Yeah.
But then what happened is that you got caught up in the friendship as he did, and the reality of it is that in your conditioning, it feels like, and oh my goodness, sweetie, I'm going to stand there right alongside of you. All of us as females have been conditioned that that knight in shining armor is going to come, and they're really going to save us, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you look at him and you look at the pattern, he's not a knight in shining armor. He's not a bad person. He's just not a knight in shining armor. Because in reality, if you go back, he wanted you to save him, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, so he came back into your life, so you are really, 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 really clear of what you don't want.
Okay.
So the universe just basically, you asked, the universe delivered. It delivered a relationship. But it didn't deliver the relationship that you wanted, not because you did something wrong. It delivered it so you could refine it, fine-tune it, think about it a little bit more. Now what we need to do is we need to go in, take a little bit of an eraser to your list, add a little bit more of what you don't want. And what you want to put on there is, sweetie, you want a friend, you want a partner. You want someone, we all have baggage. Every one of us is going to come into any relationship with any baggage. That's our humanness. That's our conditioning. But you want to come in with someone that can dream like you dream. Someone that can share the spirituality. Someone that isn't afraid to be vulnerable, whatever that means to either of you. You want somebody that you can do dinner with, someone that you can just hang with. You don't want to have someone that you're going to have to become the primary support, bedpan changer, diaper changer, all of the things. Excuse me for everybody out there, but what we're doing is we're shifting it. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that really fits.
So he just came to you and back in your life just so you could revisit your list.
Okay, all right. So then it was nothing that I did wrong. He's the one that actually initially cut off, you know, communication. And so.
Oh, sure. Sure.
The thing is
he cut it off because you're different.
Oh.
You've grown.
I have.
You've done great work. And the thing that sometimes these things, when they come back to us, is to help us refine what we desire. But it also can help us see how much we've literally changed. And it helps us reestablish our values. It helps us reestablish our connection with ourselves. And it possibly was that you still, on some level, and I say it with love, but I'm going to say it is, because of everything you've been through in the last 15 months of your life and how difficult it has seemed, maybe somewhere inside that little thought from your past came up and said, I need a knight in shining armor. And maybe that was so strong emotionally, it attracted him back into your life. Have you thought about it that way?
No, because I wanted to avoid relationships, I think, until I got all the way well. So it was kind of a surprise. But maybe, I don't know, maybe it was a subconscious thing, Carol.
Well, and you know, let's go there because, and I mean, I'm right there with you, sweetie. I am standing right there with you because I, like all of us, are going through this at this time. In this process, in the health part, and especially with dealing with a chronic fatigue, we get tired. We do need help. It isn't easy for us, you and I, and probably lots of other listeners, it isn't easy for us to ask for things, is it?
No.
And sometimes maybe part of the process is maybe it's okay for us to ask for things. Maybe what you were looking for was someone that could distract you from what you're dealing with, that could add some zest and vitality back in your life, that could be there when you didn't feel quite yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. And your mind is going to send the message out, I need something familiar. It's like your mind says, I don't bring me in, you know, someone who is 15 years younger or 15 years older, or bring in this or that. I just want somebody that's kind of like those slippers that I used to wear. Well, all he was, sweetie, was like those old slippers.
Okay.
And from this standpoint, you are healing. But we are, at this time in this energy, we are being asked to just be in the moment and to reevaluate what's important to us. And the abundance of 2012 is that we will create whatever we think.
Okay. All of this really resonates with me. And, you know, that zest and that vitality kind of stayed, even though some of it was traumatic. It did open something up for me. So
it did.
Yeah.
And you know how it feels to me? It feels like what it opened up is it opened you up to realize that you can do this. Even though your body chemically, and this isn't a figment of your imagination, this is a true physical chemistry change that caused this, this spiraling to take place. This isn't something that, you know, you just one day woke up and said, you know, I'm just depressed, I'm not going to ever get out of bed, and I'm not going to have any energy. This has been going on for probably 5 years, sweetie, until it reached that crescendo. And so from that, but what it did is it said, you know what, you survived it. You survived it, you can do it. It just gave you a chance to revisit, to find out who you are, to touch your soul. And the other part of it is that while it may be difficult for any of us to do this, he came back to show you your shadow. And shadow isn't a negative. It's the part of you in my world that is just waiting to be illuminated and enlightened, meaning you enlighten yourself. He came in as a mirror to show you what you had inside that you didn't see for whatever reason. I mean, my gosh, we're busy people. Our mind's going everywhere. But he showed you who you really are. You're very strong. But you are going to do this one step at a time. Under your terms and conditions, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I think that's the way it has to be.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. So I would like you to go back and to revisit your list of the partner you're looking for. Have you made a list?
Not for a really, really long time.
I know. The reason I had to ask that is I'm touching your energy, and I'm going, I know there's a list. I can't find the list. Where is that list? Is that list way back? I mean, where is that list? And the soul is in there going, it's in the deep Smithsonian archives, way, way back in the depths of her human psyche. It's like, oh, well, I better ask her, does she have a list? Bring it back up, sweetie. But you know what? Let's not even do that. So let's throw that thought out, because your soul goes, whoa, high five, Carol. Wait a minute. You're getting too excited about all this. So what your soul says, don't worry about the list that's in the old archives. Let's create a new one as of today. And let's work on that one. But work on, how do you want to feel in the relationship? Not what is he going to look like and financial. And everything. What do you want to feel in the relationship? Energy, vitality, fun, laughter. I mean, your soul's a very comical little creature inside as I touch it. That's what it wants. Mm-hmm. That's what it wants. It wants to laugh more. That's what it wants. So I would just, you know, let's just let the old dogs lie, as they used to say in those old metaphors. Let's not even resurrect any of that. Let's just go in and create something new. How about that?
That sounds great. That sounds wonderful.
I'll tell you what a beautiful light you are to be on air, to be able to listen to you and I have fun and stand here like buds going through all of our woes and foibles and everything. You don't know how much, sweetie, in this call, I'm sure that you've touched so many people out there. I mean, great work. Great work.
Thank you so much, Carol. And it was perfect timing to be on.
It was.
Thank you.
It was. Light and love to you. All right. So let's go in. Woo! We've been having a rah-rah session here. I think that's what this new energy of abundance is. Why not? Why not feel good? Why not, you know, have these rah-rah sessions? Why not go in instead of dredging up the past? Why don't we just look at what we did? I mean, I feel good, and I know from touching Sharon's energy. So, you know, it really is very simple, but not necessarily easy. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more and share some more things that you can do. And I'm going to be talking about the energy that we're in right now and why we're all coming up with feeling as stuck as we are. So stay tuned. I'm going to be right back. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Now is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guest. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Hello, and thank you for joining me, and welcome back. If you are just joining me, today's topic is certainly a timely one. It's how to get unstuck. And as I mentioned before I went on the break, it sounds easy, It sounds simple, but it isn't necessarily easy. And the reason for that is that maybe we're not really in touch with the emotions. When it comes to getting unstuck, we really can approach this not from going into the mental archives and those deep psychological coffers. We can really just go in and look at our emotions, look at our attitudes toward things. So that's what the show is about today. And in this segment, I'm going to be talking more about how we can get unstuck. I'm also taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about your health, or you want to talk about your life, your relationships, or even your career that feels stuck, I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good for the U.S. and Canada, and then also international callers. You can call the same number, 877-230-3062, and, of course, dial your international calling code. In addition to my Rewire Your Brain for Abundance class that I mentioned in the first segment, I am going to be offering a free Your Health teleclass that's going to be taking place on September 29th. That's at 5 o'clock p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time and 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, I guess we're still in. And the topic of this month is Candida. And Candida is that yeast fungus imbalance that occurs when we get our pH gets too acidic, and it's responsible for yeast infections. It also can go systemic. What I mean by that is that Candida can be responsible for headaches, skin outbreaks, a mouth disorder called thrush, sinusitis, psoriasis, endometriosis, and also can impact not only the immune system, but a lot of the digestive disorders that we go through, such as irritable bowel syndrome. It can also be a part of the H. pylori complex. So again, the topic is on Candida. I'm going to be talking not only about what Candida is, giving you a general description. I'm also going to be sharing a lot of the hidden psychological meanings behind it, how Candida affects the chemistry of the body, and then also the chemistry and the energy. Actually, it's chemistry energy, what I call electrochemical aspect of the energy body, the role that your personality plays in increasing the susceptibility to developing it. And then, as I'm doing on my show today, I always add some time after that 60-minute teleclass call to be answering questions as long as my energy stays up and the calls keep coming in. So please do remember that the teleclass is free. It's, again, September 29th, 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And then you can register online at www.ritberger.com. Let me do that again, www.ritberger.com. When you're online, I also have 25 different illnesses that I've looked at from the standpoint of the perspective holistically, the psychological, the energetic aspect of it, how it maps in the chakra system, the role of personality, and how it plays in the development of these different illnesses, and then just a laundry list of alternative choices that you can use either to augment medication, if that's what you're on, or that you can consider using as a way to be able to manage it, eliminate it, and then also to be able to prevent it happening again. So very comprehensive. Again, all of these things are available at www.ritberger.com. The energy right now that we're moving into, I'm going to do a brief kind of overview so you can understand maybe from an energetic standpoint, because we do have to look at everything from the standpoint of energy as well as the physicality of anything that we're experiencing. And right now, the energy is literally at what I call warp speed. And what I mean by that is we entered the year of 2011 working on a lot of things that we were getting rid of and wanting to resolve in 2010. So we entered into this momentum that was taking place with this perseverance, this clarity that I'm going to let go of things that are no longer serving me well. And we entered into that into January and February, and then in mid-March, we kind of hit this proverbial brick wall that I'm referring to as being stuck. However, we really weren't. What we did is we hit a time that was really the ebb in the different duality, ebb and flow. It really is what I call a lull. There was still movement. It's just that we weren't consciously aware of the movement because our brain felt like nothing was happening. As I mentioned in the first segment, like my mom used to say to me, I feel like I'm running in molasses or in tar. everything seemed hard and seemed difficult. But from that mid-March to May 25th, what we were being asked to do is to rest, meaning move forward, take a rest, evaluate. Where are you? Are you headed in the direction that you're looking for? Do you need to do any course corrections? And we hit this time where it was like, stop trying so hard and hitting those brick walls. Just allow the natural flow of energy, the natural law of attraction, to attract what you're looking for, what you desire, and you don't have to put so much energy into it. And then on May 25th, the energy went from that lull, that kind of quiet part where it felt like it wasn't really doing anything, to suddenly starting to feel this movement again. People started feeling that they could, you know, get back in charge. But it was different because there wasn't that all-out press like we started out 2010 and even ended 2010 with. It was more like just, okay, let's just kind of get in the groove, baby steps. This is the movement and everything. So from May 25th to August 25th, we were kind of practicing. Where, how are we going to do this? How are we going to move forward? And all of the different questions that we ask. Is there a solution, a different solution? And then after August 25th, everything kind of broke loose. And what you may find is that things that you've been working on suddenly became very, very active. And the thoughts that you create to the time you manifest something is very, very shortened, quickened in the cycle itself. And this quickening is going to continue to take place from now till October 25th. And what's going to occur in that time is that October 25th, we're going to have something called an attunement. Not a major energy shift, but just an attunement. We're in the groove, we're moving quicker, but we're doing so mindfully, meaning that we're not chasing things, we're not necessarily taking those leaps of faith maybe we did before, but what we're actually doing is we're actually going in and taking the methodical baby steps that can help us take a step, look around, take another step, look around, take another step. Oops, something came up. Are you still wanting to go the direction that you're doing? Yes, take another step. Oops, something came up. Not that we did anything wrong, but to stop and just take those methodical steps to be sure we're getting where we want to go. So October 25th, we're going to go through an attunement energetically. Some of this refinement, kind of like I was talking to Sharon in the first segment, looking at things differently instead of looking at them that we've done something wrong and that there's something wrong with us, looking at our experiences differently. And then we're going to be attuned energetically, more open to our intuition, more open to following our heart, integrating that heart perception into our mental perception. And then it is going to continue to quicken as we enter into 2012, 2013, 2014. This is a momentum of enlightenment that each one of us individually and collectively have been asking for. And if you don't feel that enlightenment every single moment of your existence, it doesn't mean you're doing something wrong, you're going to miss the boat. It just means that what we're being asked to do is to look at this as action, a conscientious action, an action that gets us where we desire versus letting in all of the conditioning or that ruminated conditioning that basically comes in and says, oh, been there, done that, don't do this again. So again, it's just the process. But this is the enlightenment that we've asked for, but we have to be consciously aware of it. So the energy is supporting us. It's just that we're going to hit those brick walls. And when we do, you know, just sit there for a minute and go, whoa, brick wall. And then catch your breath. Look at that wall. Is it really a wall? Or is it just an old pattern? Is it just an old thought? Is it just an old emotion? The minute you identify it, then it goes from being a wall to maybe a sheer, like a curtain. But the reality of it is, there's no wall, there's no curtain. It's just asking you, is this where you want to be at this time? Completely different perception. So what can you do if you're feeling stuck? You can basically change your attitude. Your brain is very pliable. We've known this a long time, but scientifically now with the field of neuroscience, we know that the brain is very malleable, it's very pliable, and we refer to this as neurogenesis. And this neurogenesis says that you can create new neural pathways to not necessarily try to eliminate the old pathways, but why continue on that same old pathway? Create a new one, put your emotions, your energy, your focus in the new one, then the old one, instead of driving you, basically becomes a reference. Or if it, the reference doesn't, you don't need anymore, it basically dwindles, dries up neurologically, chemically, and then you don't repeat things. The best way for you to really look at stuck is to look at your attitudes. We would all, including myself, and I look at myself as this human spiritual being who is sometimes more human than spiritual, and I would love to think that I'm positive on every single aspect of my life. But the reality of it is I'm conditioned like everybody else, and I may have some negative attitudes. When those come up, then I can go in and change them by changing the attitude. Thank them very much. I know that sounds light. Thank them very much. They've done a great job in serving you well. But you know what? You just don't, I don't need you right now. So I tell you what, just go back. Better yet, why don't you just go out into the universe, do what you need to. But listen to your attitudes. When you find yourself being negative, then what it is that you're stuck in that negativity. Trust your instincts rather than mistrusting them. Look at self-doubt as instead of being that you've done something wrong to fear, feed the fear, look at it as an opportunity to just reevaluate. Do you have enough information? Is this truly the direction that you want to go? Is there something better that you would like to put your energy into? Self-doubt is just kind of like a check and balance system on a profit and loss statement. Work less and play more. Play engages our imagination and opens the mind to the endless possibilities. Play causes us to lighten up and have fun. Everything that is being said in so many of the books right now is the joy factor. And the truth of the matter is our soul didn't come here to suffer. Yes, it can struggle. And yes, it can help us through the struggles. But it didn't come here for suffering. It came here to be able to let that humor that we have inside out and to be able to be more joyful. Stop thinking, worrying, and looking over your shoulder like something's going to catch you in the backside. Stop wondering about things over and over again, doubting, fearing, fretting, hurting, suffering, and hoping that somebody else is going to bail you out feeling stuck, because all we do is feed the conditioning that we were basically conditioned to believe that we needed. That's that part where we couldn't take care of ourselves. We needed other people. Males are condition that they need a female to be able to make their life whole. Females is that we're looking for that knight in shining armor. Yes, we're looking for a partner. None of us want to really spend our life completely alone, but that doesn't mean that we can't have friends and we can't have other people. So again, go back in and really look at things. The key thing that I always find in all of my readings, the core root of all illness is negative attitudes based on coveting suffering. Suffering is not what we're designed physically, emotionally, mentally, energetically, or soulfully to exist in. Take a risk and try something different. Even if it seems ridiculous and absurd, and I'm sure that if it is, there's going to be enough people that are going to help you out to recognize this is ridiculous and absurd. Even those who say that they love you very much are going to say to you something eloquently like, "Have you lost your mind?" Yes, I hope you have. Try something. It's better to start at something than to not do anything. Please remember that. Also, relax and let go. When you've tried and tried and tried and you can't seem to get yourself beyond those places where you're feeling stuck, just let it go. Change the scenery. Walk away from the energy. Our energy, when it's stuck around our physical being, becomes as stuck as our thoughts. Some of the things that I'll tell people is when you feel stuck, take a step outside of yourself. What does that mean? Take a step outside of the house. Take a step, three steps out of where you were standing when you were feeling stuck. Energy doesn't hunt us and chase us down. Thoughts do, but we can actually change energy by just stepping out of ourselves. Take more time to loosen up and unwind. It makes it easier for the thoughts of the old to be lost and the thoughts of the new to be able to be created. It's truly easier for us to be our authentic self than it is for us to be someone other people think we should be. Remember, the only way that we get stuck is when we compromise who we are, and then what we do is we become obsessive, frustrated perfectionists, and then the reality of it is then we are truly living somebody else's expectations rather than our own. We all desire to be unique, authentic. but our soul doesn't even relate to the word perfect because that has judgment. We are what we are at the moment, and that, from the soul's perspective, is perfect. Just some things to think about on this. Let me jump in and go in. Hi, May from New Mexico. Hi, sweetie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carol. I have a shoulder that is giving me problems. Could you take a look?
I can. Now, the interesting thing is, the first thing that I pick up is the shoulder that's giving you the problems is only trying to help the shoulder that's the real problem.
Oh.
How about that one? So let me tell you what I mean. Is it the right shoulder that's giving you the problem?
It is.
You're trying to carry a lot of the weight of the world on your shoulder right now. I don't mean that with judgment. It's just your pattern, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, somewhere in the last, 45 days, you've somehow taken on this responsibility as you having to fix it. Is that true?
Well, I don't see where, but that's...
Okay. Okay, so do you have a child?
No, I am a grandmother.
Okay, do you have a grandchild?
Yes.
Okay. Is this grandchild, are you concerned? I'm going to use the word worry, concerned,
yes.
Questioning what you can do to help this child?
I don't see a whole lot that I can do because I try to keep my distance, but I am concerned.
Okay. So that is the love of who you are. That's the caring of who you are. That's the caretaker of who you are. That's the part that would like to help other people live an authentic, healthy, joyful life. I mean, that's just your nature, sweetie. I can feel it. But what you're doing, and I'm going to say it with love, but I'm going to say it, you're distancing yourself isn't who you are. So your left shoulder is carrying the weight. And what it's done, sweetie, is by distancing, your mind thinks it's the right thing to do. But your heart is struggling with it. I don't know what the outcome is going to be and what's the best thing for you because you're still in this thought process. But I can tell you, your heart wants to reach out and wants to either talk, call, anything. It's just saying, I just want to touch this little being.
Right.
Okay, so there's the dynamics energetically. What it's done is you have an old injury. Feels like you whacked your head pretty good. It may have been a form of whiplash in cervical vertebrae C5. That is the vertebrae that's just the vertebrae that is underneath where the neck and the shoulders come together. There's an old injury there. And what is occurring is the tension in the muscles, the pillow that you're sleeping on, the way that you're sitting and carrying yourself, I'll go more into that in a moment, is that it's putting pressure on that area that was injured, that is putting pressure on peripheral nerves, that is causing the nerves in the right shoulder to become inflamed. The rotator cusp feels like it's inflamed, and I can find it down into the arm. And what I would like to offer you is that massage, some cold heat on that area of the neck, some Tremel, Arnaflora. I keep picking up mud baths or not mud baths, paste. Do you have a old remedy that your mother used to use for bee stings and inflammations or something that was kind of a paste of some kind?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you use any kind of, it keeps coming up like mud. Did your grandmother, this is something that is, that you're familiar with, that your body responds favorably to, that can help pull the toxin out through the pores of the skin. It feels like an aloe, essential oil paste.
Well, I have used what they call black salve on something and swore I would never do it again. That stuff is powerful.
It was. It was. I'm going to, I have to ask, because I'm getting all kinds of, you know, mental part about this. And I'm going to ask an emotional question, and please understand that you may not answer as quickly because you're going to have to go through your emotions to get there. Why are you afraid of it, sweetie?
The Black Sabbath?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that stuff is, it is very, very powerful.
In what way, sweet?
It pulls. I mean, I used it on a sore that I had on my leg for years, mm-hmm. and I'm one of those crazy people that thinks that, you know, I can do it myself.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I didn't, you know, people said go to a dermatologist. Uh-uh. So I heard about the Black Sabbath, and I didn't do it right. I used it daily when I should have been using it every 3 days. And mm-hmm. it burned like the dickens, and I mm-hmm. had a sore. It's not something I would want to do again.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm just trying to, I was trying to find the, excuse me, the emotion that I could use to help you find something you can use. This is something that if we can get the inflammation out of that C5, C6 vertebrae and out of that shoulder, then it's going to be able to help you. I mean, I went to Tramiel homeopathic. I went to Arnaflora homeopathic and things like that. But for some reason, when it came up, there was this paste and there was this thing that came up that there was an emotional charge on it that I had to go through. So let me take a deep breath and let your soul work through me on this one. You can do this alone. You are a powerful healer. It feels like you have a connection with essential oils. What you can do is you can remove the inflammation by using essential oils. You can use it by creating a tincture, I'm going to call it that, something that you could put on the shoulder itself. It's going to remove the inflammation. I would say castor oil pack, that's what Edgar Cayce always used and everything, but for some reason that feels like it doesn't have the energy that you need for it. But that's what it is. It literally is more of a sympathetic response to an old injury in the cervical spine that we need to get the tension, the toxin out of the muscles, inflammation out of the muscles and the tendons, and that will help you with your shoulder. Also check your pillow, and then the second thing is go in and check your shoes, look at your left foot, your left ankle, and see what's going on in that balance part between the tibia.
I'm having a problem with the left foot. It's
yeah, you are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so that's got you kittywampus energetically, and it's putting pressure on that cervical vertebrae.
Would chiropractic be beneficial?
It would, but I would not do any snap, crackle, and pop. I work with a lot of chiropractors. Very, very skilled. Some bodies can use the snap, crackle, pop. Your particular case is you don't want to get hurt. And whether you will or you won't, you don't want to get hurt. I would look for a chiropractor that uses a non-force chiropractic, someone that works more with the nervous system, someone that works more with the energetics nervous system, and then work with it that way. That will help you tremendously. You are a very, very exquisite healer.
I just have to believe it, right?
Well, you know, you have to practice, sweetie. Mm. And when you get those places like you did with the paste, I'm going to call it paste because that's how it felt to me, and you did something and you did it because you were hurting and you wanted it to go away versus your intuition, that's how we learn, sweetie. You didn't do it. It isn't you're being punished. That's why I had to go to that emotion. That's why I had to go and touch what is it about this that I'm picking up that is causing this anxiety, that's causing the inflammation, that's compounding the problem, that's causing her to step back, that's that left foot, and not follow what her intuition is telling her about this child. And is it being hurt? Is it doing something wrong? All of this is connected, sweetie. But again, I had to find that, and you know what? You were so exquisite in sharing that with me.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. By the way, I need to tell you that the reason that you relate to this grandchild is an indigo, as you are, as an elder indigo. That's why it's so difficult for you to step back and watch what's going on. See how I keep going back to this stepping back, this foot, the left side, your soul connecting at a deeper level. So that's there's something in that metaphor that there's a deep, deep connection that you're just being asked to look around. There's the neck to be able to do something differently.
You are so right. But I just don't know how to connect to her.
That's okay, sweetie. At least we've identified what is going on. That is a step in the right direction. We can't solve it till we don't, till we recognize it. So, you know what? I will. Where I need to go, sweetie, thank you so much.
Thank
Light
you.
Love to all of you. Thank you for joining me. The show's going to be in the archives, www.ripburger.com. I'm going to see you on the radio next Wednesday. Have a wonderful week. Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to The Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ryberger.com. That's www.ryberger.com. See you soon.